Okay, Carlos, game two, NLCS, Mets and Dodgers. And I'm wondering, you know, yesterday is just a game we have not seen from the Mets in a while. How nice is it to just flip the script, turn it over, 1 o'clock here local time, just a quick turnaround for today?
Yeah, that's the beauty of this game. Not a good one for us yesterday. From the very beginning, obviously, with Senga struggling, and then the offense not being able to do much against Flaherty, who, by the way, threw the ball really well. But quick turnaround, flushed that one up, and here we are getting ready for a really important game two for us.
How do you assess yesterday when you look at the Dodgers moving forward and how they attack things? Because it seemed like, again, everything was going so right. And how do you kind of nitpick a game like that yesterday just to, for your own strategy moving forward?
Yeah, look, they're a really good team. They're deep, and they got one of their starters, and he was on yesterday. And then when you look at that lineup, 1 through 9, it's a deep lineup. And the one thing with them is you can beat you in a lot of different ways. And the difference that we're seeing with this lineup compared to the other lineups that we've seen early in the playoff is they don't chase. You know, so you're going to have to attack them. You're going to have to execute pitches in the zone. Because other than that, they're going to take their walks. And if you're giving them free passes, their lineup is too deep for us to be able to just kind of get through a game. So we're going to have to make some adjustments. They showed it to us yesterday, and that's what makes that team a really good offensive team.
For a team that doesn't chase, I mean, how difficult is it for anybody to just have the confidence to, even if you fall behind, not fall too far behind when you see these guys?
Yeah, that's why it's important to get ahead. And then not only getting ahead, but staying on the attack, you know, executing pitches in the zone, because they're gonna force you to come in the zone. They're not gonna go outside of the strike zone. They're not gonna chase. They're, you know, one or two guys that could chase, but other than that, that's why they are elite hitters, and that's why it makes them a really good team, because of not only they control the strike zone, but when you do come in the zone, they got the ability to do damage. So we're going to have to execute, but we can't be shying away from challenging.
Now, your starting pitching has been such a big part of the team this year, and Sean Manaea is your ace right now. I know in his previous postseason outings, he's been okay, but this year has been so different. Do you notice that he's carrying himself with a little bit more confidence and, as the kids would say, Riz these days?
Yeah, there's definitely something to it. Experience matters, you know. And he went through a couple of playoffs where it wasn't easy for him, but now he is showing us that not only he's the ace, but he's got that ability to take the ball and go out there and have a really good performance again, really good team in the biggest stage in baseball, which is a playoff. So, and those are the expectations today, that he goes out there and give us a chance to win a baseball game.
When you're facing a bullpen game like the Dodgers are throwing today, it could be, you know, righties, lefties, and mix and match. I mean, how difficult is it to plan your starting lineup and guess what they're going to do when you use your bench? And basically, how do you handle the chess match today?
Yeah, that's why Winker's in there, you know, trying to sneak another lefty in there and trying to break up the righties, especially with that many righties that they got on that bullpen. You know, it's hard to guess. They got a good bullpen. So I think we just got to take it one guy at a time. We'll be ready for all of them. And we have to be aggressive. You know, we have to be aggressive because they're going to attack us, and then they're going to make us chase. So we got to be able to control the strike zone. We got to be able to dictate at bats.
Our calls. Thank you.
Yep, you got it.